MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Hovard. A little more than 2 months ago, New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham proudly announced the state would become the first to introduce the socialist program of free childcare for all families. And just 2 weeks into the program, Early Childhood Education Department Cabinet Secretary Elizabeth Gryginski says the program is seeing an increase in the number of children cared for by the state.
Day one, November 1, we had nearly 1,000 applications, and that was a Saturday. Many of the families, probably about 45% of them, were already eligible under the 400% of federal poverty, and we see this as another testament to why universal is so important.
The state now supports about 38,000 children, and that number is growing. To keep up with applications, the department has added 14 staff members to process those applications.
There's some backlog with our call center, obviously a lot of interest, but the team is working very diligently to clear those backlogs and make sure that families are getting the support and services that they need.
In order to fund the next year of Child Care for All program, the department is requesting $120 million from the legislature in January. The Roswell City Council meeting on Thursday night lasted more than 2 hours, and they will be meeting again in a special meeting on Tuesday about some related matters. Airport Director Bobby Thompson said the International Law Enforcement Academy has officially left the Roswell Air Center building at 47 Gale Harris Street. She described the building as being in generally good shape after the final walkthrough on November 7th. During the Tuesday special meeting, the council will consider moving the Roswell Police Department into the former ILEA building. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Hovard. This is MTD Radio News.